Dear participants, welcome to the University of Isfahan English Proficiency Test. We are delighted to have you here for the 92nd UIEPT. Today, on the 29th of February, you'll be taking part in an evaluation of your English proficiency across various areas. For more information about the exam, including the test format and archive, we encourage you to visit our official website. Additionally, we invite you to join our IATA channel where you can stay updated with useful tips and important announcements about UIPT. Throughout the test, pay close attention to the instructions and respond carefully. On behalf of UIEPT team, we extend our sincere wishes for your success. Now we may begin Section A of Listening Test. Listen to a series of short conversations and answer questions 1 to 10.
Number 1.
I'd like to take a trip down the coast this weekend.
Me too.
What does the woman mean? Number 2.
I would like to see Matt elected to the town council next month.
So would I.
What does the man mean? Number 3.
I'm not sure if I should take beginning or intermediate French next semester.
Neither am I.
What does the woman mean? Number 4.
The food in the cafeteria is not exactly the best food I've ever tasted.
You can say that again.
What does the woman mean? Number 5.
This party certainly has been fun.
I'll say.
What does the man mean? Number 6.
I'm not about to condone what she did.
I'm not either.
What does the woman mean? Number 7.
Those people upstairs always have such loud parties.
Don't they?
What does the man mean? Number 8.
This meal is really delicious.
Isn't it?
What does the woman mean? Number 9.
I can't imagine what he was thinking about when he bought that car.
Neither can I.
What does the woman mean? Number 10.
This should be a 2-semester course. 1 semester is just not enough time to learn all the material.
You can say that again.
What does the man mean?
Section B. Listen to a lecture to answer questions 11 to 15.
Listen to part of a lecture in a marine biology class.
Okay. Today we're going to continue our discussion of plant life in coastal salt marshes of North America. Salt marshes are among the least inviting environments. The water is salty, there is little shade, and the ocean tide comes in and out, constantly flooding the marsh. So the variety of plants found in salt marshes is limited, but there is a plant genus that thrives there, the Spartina. In fact, the Spartina genus is a plant found in salt marshes. You can find one type of Spartina, salt marsh cordgrass, growing in low marsh areas. In higher marsh areas, you're likely to find a Spartina commonly called salt meadow hay. So, how is the Spartina able to survive in an environment that would kill most plants? Well, it's because salt marsh grasses have found ways to adapt to the conditions there. First of all, they're able to withstand highly saline conditions. Now, one really interesting adaptation is the ability to reverse the process of osmosis. Typically, the process of osmosis works when water moves through the wall of a plant's cell. It will move from the side containing water with the lowest amount of salt into the side containing the highest amount of salt. So imagine what would happen if a typical plant suddenly found itself in salt water. The water contained in the plant's cells, very little salt, would be drawn out toward the seawater, water with a lot of salt. So you can see the fresh water contained in the plant would be removed, and the plant would quickly lose all its water and dehydrate. But what about the Spartinas? Well, they allow a certain amount of salt, bringing the salt content of the water within the plant to a slightly higher concentration than that of the surrounding seawater. So instead of fresh water moving out of the plant's cells, salt from the seawater enters, reverse osmosis, and this actually strengthens the cells. Another adaptation to this is the ability to excrete excess salt back into the environment. That's why you might see a Spartina shimmering in the sunlight. What's reflecting the light is not salt from seawater that has evaporated, although that's a good guess. But it's actually the salt that came from within the plant. Pretty cool. You can really impress your friends and family with that little tidbit the next time you're in a salt marsh. But coping with salt is not the only challenge for plants in a salt marsh. Soil there is dense and very low in oxygen. So Spartinas have air tubes. Air enters through tiny openings on the leaves. The tubes pipeline for the oxygen, carrying it down the leaves, through the stems, and into the roots, where it's needed. If you pull up a Spartina, you might even notice some reddish mud on some of the roots. This is caused by oxygen reacting with iron sulfide in the soil, and it produces iron oxide, or rust. The Spartinas have adapted several chemical and physical mechanisms that allow them to thrive in salt water and to feed oxygen to their roots. There's yet another aspect of the harsh environment that they've had to adapt to, the force of the tides and occasional violent storms. Wind and water are constantly crashing into these. So as you might have guessed, they've developed a means of solidly anchoring themselves into the soil. How? Well, they have tough sort of underground stems called rhizomes. Rhizomes from one plant grow through the muddy soil and interlock with those of other plants. The plants form a kind of colony, a community that will survive or perish together, because alone, as single plants, they cannot survive. Of course, the plants in these colonies also need tough, resilient stems above the soil, stems that can bend a lot but not break as water constricts them. So in addition to the interlocking underground rhizomes, they have yet another adaptation, and it's, well, we're back to reverse osmosis again. By adjusting the osmotic pressure so that its cells are always fully inflated, the plant is able to withstand great pressure before snapping. This may look like simple marsh grass, but they're really a wonder of chemistry, physics, and structural engineering that allows them to survive and even thrive in an environment in which most other plants would wilt and die within hours.
This is the end of the recording.